This is KNKX News. For the first time in 8 years, the Seahawks used their own pick to take a player in the first round of the NFL draft. KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel says that's not the only thing odd about this year's draft. Art, let's start with the first round pick. Who is he?
Jordan Brooks is a total surprise. He is a linebacker out of Texas Tech University. Very, very fast, a very sure tackler, and somebody who appeared on no one's first-round mock draft, certainly not mine. But I think he may be a bit of a sleeper pick. I think the Seahawks like him because of his speed and because of his sure tackling. He's a mature guy, but it's a surprise because all of us had been looking either at an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman for the Seahawks. I certainly thought they were going to go either with a pass rusher or a young left tackle. That didn't happen. So we're all a little mystified.
Right. So it's a surprise, but sounds like you like the choice.
Well, I think he could be the next Bobby Wagner, not at that level, but the kind of player that Bobby was. This guy apparently is a natural leader, a very compelling guy in the huddle. He also hits very hard. That's one of the things that is a hallmark of his play. He was not a first rounder in the eyes of the experts. But then when Bobby Wagner was taken in the 2012 draft, everybody said, who's that? And he turned out pretty well.
And overall, they're known for some of those kind of sleeper choices in the past, as you mentioned. What do you expect from the Seahawks for the rest of this draft?
Well, I think they're going to have to find a wide receiver. I think they also have to get a backup quarterback. And I still think they're going to find a pass rusher in there somewhere. Someone to play the edge rusher and get after the quarterback is probably the first priority. But with the Seahawks, as we just found out, you never know.
Well, that's exactly right. And of course, Art, this draft is happening virtually because of the coronavirus pandemic, which makes things a little odd.
It's also difficult technologically, at least for some teams, including Seahawks general manager John Schneider. He was joking with reporters earlier this week on a Zoom teleconference that he wasn't really technologically adept. He told an anecdote about a mock draft that the NFL ordered up so that everybody could test their communication skills. And when it came time for the Seahawks and the roll call, John forgot to unmute his Zoom teleconference. So the Seahawks got passed over this mock first round. But he figured it out by the second round. He said, somebody told me to unmute, and so I did. So it was quite funny, and I'm sure John has mastered it since. Schneider also mentioned he had to have workmen tear up some walls in his house to install the hardware that would assure a solid connection. So they turned his dining room into a draft room. And he's having his son and wife help him out because they are more technologically savvy than he is. And I really wish that there would be video of this because I wanted to see John with a rotary dial phone and a black and white TV with rabbit ears. But apparently those are gone and he's updated to the 21st century.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.